The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, when you moved to Ballarat, I bet you had no idea what you were in for in terms of fun activities.
No, I didn't have much idea. I didn't know that much about Ballarat. I knew it was a bigger place than Port Lincoln. I knew that it was very proud of its heritage and its building stuff. That was the extent of it. I've just been blown away since then by all the events that have been happening.
Yeah. I mean, last weekend we had the Ballarat Begonia Festival, another wonderful turnout. I think they said there was like 60,000 plus people.
Yeah, it's great.
And we have another festival this weekend, and I reckon we couldn't talk about great things in Ballarat without talking to this wonderful woman, Samantha McIntosh. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to both of you. It's such a pleasure not just to enjoy these events, but you guys just put a bit of sparkle to it all.
Oh, thanks.
To get up early in the morning and listen to your chirpy voices, it really does make a big difference. It's a lot of fun.
You're like another friend of the show now. We could change the show to like Jules, Chris and Sam if you like.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much to spin off, isn't it?
No, I think it's fine. So tell us about Harmony Fest. Traditionally, it's only been a weekend in Ballarat, but this year it's being extended out to 10 days.
It's just been such a successful presentation to our community. We really do have a growing cultural diversity here in Ballarat, and it's important for us to celebrate that. The people that are coming to Ballarat from all different parts of the world have been sharing so much with us, and it's a bit too much to just hold that to yourself.
Yeah.
It's much more fun to share it with everyone else, and they really want to share it with everyone else, and we all learn from each other. So it's just grown and grown. Each year it's been put on. It's been taken up by our locals, by visitors, and it's making the streets just really much more alive.
Well, it's all about celebrating cultural diversity, which you said is something that's huge here in Ballarat. So what are some of the things we've got going on over the next couple of weeks?
Well, there is an Intercultural Cities Gala dinner, which is a very exciting way to celebrate the membership of the Council of Europe's Intercultural Cities Network.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, and we've got the Motown band Motor City Sounds. Well, are they a lot of fun or what?
Yes, they are. They definitely get the crowd going.
I had them for my 50th birthday.
Oh, nice.
I know. You've got connections. I like it.
Look, they're just a lot of fun, and everyone gets up on the dance floor when they're playing. That's a dinner being held on the 24th of March at 6:30 at the Mercure. But there's a lot of stuff going on the streets. There's the Taste of the World for the first time on the Harmony Fest program, and that's lots of Ballarat restaurants showcasing their unique cuisine, so really celebrating the multicultural experiences.
Yep.
And I guess the last couple of years, the last probably 4 or 5 years in Ballarat, we've seen this grow immensely as well. We've seen pop-ups of different cafes and restaurants and street dining, and we need to do a lot more of it, but we're doing a pretty good job. It's really grown a lot, and I think that this sort of festival will really celebrate the local businesses that we have, and anyone coming to visit can enjoy that as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. So where will that be located? Would that be in Alfred Deakin Place, like where it traditionally is sort of, or is it spreading out somewhere else?
Well, that's specifically about our restaurants putting on their cultural cuisines, but there will be a lot of the street dining as well, scattered around Ballarat and on different days of that 10-day forum. Amongst music and stories, there's the likes of the Torres Strait Group, Cats with the comedy shows being put on, the Chinese Dragon Boat Club have got a come and try day.
Great.
So it's spreading not just from within the restaurants out onto the streets, but also up to the lake.
I love that. They really do know how to showcase Ballarat, don't they?
It does sound like the whole city is really going to come alive with this stuff. It all kicks off tomorrow. If people are looking for any more information, maybe they want to find out about when specific things are happening and where, what's the best resource for them?
Best thing to do is www.ballarat.vic.gov.au. Click onto that site. You'll find your way into Harmony Festival, and it'll have all of the details and the contact people there. For those that are not IT savvy, pop into the town hall, chat to Rodney at the front desk. He's absolutely fantastic, and I know that he'll help whoever goes in there and direct them in the right directions.
It sounds great.
Awesome.
Like I said, kicks off tomorrow, 10 big days, goes through until 26th of March. Mayor Samantha McIntosh, thank you for joining us.
I'm waiting to see you out on the streets, Chris, doing a bit of Bollywood dancing.
All right. I reckon I've got a very brightly sequined dress at home I can put on for the occasion.
You can borrow one of mine if you don't.
And Jules, awesome. A bit of busking?
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Sam.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.